right, everybody, welcome to Works in Progress. This is your host, Mike Bell. I know I've been gone for a minute, but you know what? I'm back with a major guest, massive superstar, Alika Cray is in the building here. Alika, what's going on? Woo, we're going to get the applause going.
Nothing, you know, same old.
Host of the Alika Cray Project, which we're missing, by the way. The people, like, we're like fiends.
Everybody's been campaigning, like, when is it coming back? Literally everybody. So, it's coming back soon. I just gotta make sure everything's good with me so that everything could be good for y'all. But it's coming back soon, I promise.
Yeah, I understand how it is. I mean, we took a little hiatus from Works in Progress here, so I understand how it is. Sometimes you just have to recharge the batteries. I think you understand that. Sometimes you just need to step away. And I mean, I still was doing like my wrestling predictions and everything like that. But as far as this show, we've kind of taken a break. You know, my two co-hosts, one of them, they had some issues with like their recording software, so that's one thing. And then the other one, she's in school and she's doing her thing right now, so don't want to really, that's important, want to make sure she gets everything, you know, good with that first. So hopefully we can get that going again. But this show today, you know, is all about Onika Tanya Miraj, better known as Nicki Minaj. Now, I want to preface this by saying, me and Alika, we was going to talk about Nicki before whatever happened at Fashion Week. We'll get into that. But we was going to talk about Nicki Minaj way before that happened. But I'm actually glad that happened. Not for the wrong reasons. Okay, I'm kind of a sucker for the drama. You know? So I'm happy it happened for the wrong reasons. But it does add to some of the things that we'll be talking about today. Also, you know, Nicki has clean radio. She has a lot of things going on right now. And Alika has been a fan of Nicki since when? When did you start first listening to Nicki Minaj?
Oh, man. I was in high school, so it had to be like, I want to say the end of 07, beginning of 08. I was like a junior in high school when I started listening to her, so a friend of mine was like, yo, you gotta listen to her. She a thought, like, not a thought, but at the time it was, we were talking about how much of a bird she was. Yeah. And like, but they was like, she's a likable bird, like, listen to it. So I'm listening to it, and the first song I heard was actually Warning.
Okay, off the Biggie beat, yeah.
Warning cover, and that was it for me. So I was like, immediately, like, I was obsessed, and it's been crazy. It's been a crazy ride ever since.
Now, you've met Nicki before, right?
A few times, yeah.
When was the first time that you met her?
The first time that I met her, like, actually got to see, like, talk to her, because I saw her perform before I actually met her. But the first time I met her was when I went to the Femme Fatale tour when she was opening up for Britney Spears.
Wow.
That had to be 2011 or 2010.
Okay.
Like 2011, I think. And that's when I first saw her. It was right after Pink Friday came out.
Okay.
And it was right after Pink Friday came out. And that's when she was still cool. She was still with Safari. She was still cool with the Vakis. Like, I met the Vakis. That was, like, her entourage at the time.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. Like, it was crazy.
Now, you mentioned Pink Friday, right? So,
yeah.
Her first debut album. It was a first album. I mean, she had mixtapes before. But Pink Friday, and I remember this, it came out with, I think, Lloyd Banks dropped that day, and also Kanye, if I'm not mistaken.
Was that My Dark Twisted Fantasy Kanye album? Okay, then yeah, I think that was the same day.
Okay, yeah, and I remember, I was like, okay, I had heard all of the buzz about Nicki, you know, because I really am out here, you know, I'm out here in these streets, you know what I mean? And I've heard about Nicki. I know she had, I believe, Your Love was the lead single for Pink Friday, if I remember.
I think so. It could have been Super Bass, because Super Bass, like, took off.
the way it was the lead single, though.
It might have been Your Love, though. It might have been Your Love.
Let me just verify. I believe Superbass definitely was a single, but I don't know if it was the lead. She dropped. Let me see.
I think she dropped Your Love first. Yeah, because honestly, Your Love was actually on. It was actually like a mixtape. It was actually like on the mixtape first, and then I guess she decided like, okay, let's put it on the album.
Yeah.
Because it was so good. So, but yeah, it was definitely on it was on one of her mixtapes first.
Now, speaking of mixtape, Nikki, right? So, there's been a lot of controversy after Pink Friday dropped, I guess. Pink Friday, Nikki, was not what we... How can I put this? People that listen to mixtape, Nikki, right? There was a shift. Somewhere during Pink Friday, or maybe post-Pink Friday, there was a shift between... rapper Nikki and pop star Nikki.
Right.
Would you agree with that? Because there's some people that was like, nah, it's the same music.
I think, I definitely think the music changed. But I think there was a reason for that. I don't necessarily think it was like, oh, we just gonna do it. I think Nikki just went where the money was going at that point. Because at the end of the day, it's about craft, but artists still want to be paid.
Yeah, as they should be.
Right, so I think she just wanted to go where the money went. And she, you know, at that time, she wanted to be like Jay-Z. You know, she wanted to be a hip-hop mogul, so she wanted to have that, she wanted to have all her bases covered. And, I mean, Jay-Z, he had a whole album with, Linkin Park?
Yeah, yep.
So that was like, I mean, but even before that album, he had... crossed over into, you know, having that mogul status, I feel, because, you know, he had that song, the Annie sample, whatever the song, name of the song, but that was, like, what made him, like, okay, he's sampling Annie, like, who is this guy? But I think with Superbass, because of how colorful it was, and how poppy and cute it was, and that she was, well, she didn't sing on it, it was Esther Dean that was singing it, so I think that was, and, you know, also like because of that song, she was able to tour in Japan.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I think that was why, like she was like, okay, well, that's where the money's going, and I'm getting booked overseas. So, you know, let's do it.
Yeah, I definitely agree that it was needed. Okay, you don't want to see. Here's the thing, I think artists sometimes, especially rappers, right, and it's male, female, whatever. I think they get trapped into.
One box,
exactly, and they never want to change, and because of that, their fan base doesn't change,
right?
And I feel like it was definitely a needed thing. If she didn't want to just stay that chick from New York, you know what I mean, and she wanted to grow into this, you know, mega star, she had to do Superbass. She had to do some of the other records that had followed, like Starships, and we'll get into that also. And I think that it was a natural progression. I don't think she just totally went left. I just think that a lot of her albums, most of her albums, I want to say, she has, what, four now, right? Queen was the fourth one?
Yes,
I want to say Queen was the album that I feel like was the least poppy out of all of the albums that she's done. To me,
I could be wrong. I would say least, and then right behind that would definitely be Pink Print, because I don't think she had a few pop songs on Pink Print, but it wasn't as much as Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded. Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded. Roman Reloaded. Yeah. Because you know why? She had Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded, and then she had Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded, the re-up.
Yeah. So.
Like, okay, I had to remember that. But yeah, I definitely say that Queen was probably the least poppy.
Okay. And then, so for moving on from Pink Friday, like you mentioned, Pink Print, Roman Reloaded. Off of that album, she had Starships, Right By My Side, Bees in the Trap, which was one of my favorite Nicki, like, club records. Pound the Alarm, and I believe Vavavoom. I believe I'm saying that right. Yeah.
Well, you know why I don't really count Va Va Voom is because I think she only released it because at the time she had a partnership with Adidas and Jeremy Scott. There was like a sneaker deal going on, and that was the song for that campaign.
Right.
So that's why I feel like I don't even really count it because I don't even think she really wanted to put it out, but she did it because that was the song that they picked.
Okay. I can understand that. All right, so we'll say four major singles with Starships, yeah. Right by My Side, Bees in the Trap, and Pound the Alarm. Mm-hmm. Starships did pretty well. Let me just make sure I have all of the numbers right with Starships here. It debuted at number 9 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, making it her second solo arrival in the top 10 after Super Bass. The song peaked at number 5. So, making that the highest charting solo song that she's had to that point. Of course, that would be smashed by Anaconda, which was her number 2, which is still the highest solo song from her, and number 2 on the charts. But Starships wasn't received very well from the hip-hop crowd.
No, it wasn't. But neither was Super Bass.
I think Super Bass
a little bit more because she did more rapping on it, but mm-hmm. definitely not Starships because she rapped and she kind of did both.
Yeah.
She did both.
I'm not going to lie. I heard Starships and, you know, this is like DJ Mike here. I thought it was trash. And this is just my honest opinion. I heard Starships. I was just like, what is she doing? You know, and I didn't get it at the time. I don't think I've ever played. No, I played Starships. But I played it for the kids. I would never throw that on for a crowd that's our age. But you know what? Looking at it now, I can understand, again, why she did that type of song. Because it was a record that the kids can really
right, readily identify with. Remember, when Super Bass came out, she went on Ellen because Sophia, there was a little British girl that, like, went viral for doing these videos over, and Nicki met her, and she was very, and a lot of little girls listen to Nicki Minaj, like, yeah. A lot, you'd be surprised, like,
I've seen it,
a lot of girls listen to Nicki Minaj because of the colors, and the voices, mm-hmm. You know, like, she does that, so because of all that eye popping stuff, they're interested,
yeah,
it's almost SpongeBob, so, they're just, in it. You know, I understand that she had to make that song. I personally like Starships, but that's just because it's upbeat. I understand that there's, you know, guidelines that, invisible guidelines that, like, that are in hip-hop about, you know, the certain music you gotta put out and the certain, I guess, type of music you gotta maintain. So I get that, but me, I appreciate all music, so I do like it. But like I said, I do understand where everybody in hip hop was like, what is this? You know?
Yeah.
But I get it.
And that actually, getting more into Nicki here, because we're going to be talking about Nicki a lot, that actually caused her to have issues with local New York radio station Hot 97 when Peter Rosenberg actually went on stage before Nicki went out there. And I think it was before she even got to MetLife.
She didn't even get there. She wasn't even there yet. I think only Tyga had went on at the time.
Okay, yeah, because I know they were still doing he said it on the festival stage. He didn't say it on the main stage.
It's on the main stage, festival stage, yeah.
And he said something pretty disrespectful about Starships, that it's not real hip-hop. That's basically what he said. But
I know there's some chicks here waiting to sing Starships later. I'm not talking to y'all right now. Fuck that bullshit.
But
yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, that was the opinions the opinion that a lot of people in the industry had about that record, that it was not a hip-hop song. And to be fair, it wasn't a hip-hop song. That was a pop record. But, and what he was saying is, alright, she's a pop star, what is she doing, you know, this, that, and a third. I can understand that. Maybe you don't want to disrespect the artist that's performing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Like, that was, and that's what people don't get, and that's why she didn't go on, because okay, yeah, she has this music, but you guys still asked her to come and perform at your stage. You know what I'm saying? It's not like she came to you, like, can you perform, and then you disrespect her. You know what I mean? Like, that's a bit much.
Yeah.
I understand that it's your opinion, but that's why you got a show. You know, like,
he has a show.
He could talk about it on his show, but you have your opinion. You can say your opinion on your show, but it's one thing to be at the venue where she's literally gonna perform that night, and you're saying things like that. I just felt like it was completely uncalled for.
Right, and I agree with you, and I think you know, Rosenberg had said something. Flex, being the person that he is,
but you know what's crazy? Me and Flex, I've been getting along with Flex lately.
Oh, you've been getting along?
I don't know if it's because he's actually like getting along with Nikki, because you know she's been on his show. He went on Queen. I don't know what it is, but even before that, he's been saying a lot of like factual things. So I'm actually in a good place with Flex right now. Even like I'm saying like I know Flex, but like or like we had beef, but like actually even like it's because when that happened, I was like Flex, and this is like Flex always does stuff like that. So it was just like come on, you know what I mean? But it was just like enough already, knock it off.
I think it was loyalty also. I think he was loyal to his station and to his culture.
Yeah,
but even
if you don't like me, don't book me.
All right, but you know something. I believe that the show should have happened, that Wayne and Khaled and you and everybody should have stepped on the stage. The fans feel it. People feel it. People feel it. And we're skating around something.
What?
People feel it. And I want to know, why couldn't that happen?
And that's why, you know, he's like, all right. And he probably felt some type of way that, because the reason Flex got to go on longer that year was because Nikki wasn't performing. So they said, hey, Flex, we need to fill some time. So in that time, he's like, all right, you're the reason why I'm on stage longer now. Okay, well, then now I'm going to say something. But I think it was the heat of the moment. Flex also said that. It was the heat of the moment. He felt like, you know, that Nikki should have still did the show. I mean, that's his opinion.
He was upset because he wanted her to go on.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. So, moving forward, though, even though they didn't like Starships, Starships was still a top five Billboard hit. And the Pink Print, not the Pink Print, excuse me, Pink Friday Roman Reloaded actually did go 2 times platinum. So, it was a success in a time period where there weren't as many, like, streaming avenues, right? You still had to go to the store and buy this record. Or you had to go on iTunes and actually buy it. It wasn't, you know.
There was no Apple Music. Apple Music didn't come until right before the next album. But, it wasn't all of that. You either had to go to Target, go to Best Buy, actually pick up the CD, or purchase it on iTunes, Amazon, et cetera, whatever they had it. And I think it's a good point that you mentioned that, because I think a lot of people don't realize that because we have these streaming systems now, that plays into them, you know what I mean? Like, that plays into, like, what the sales do and everything, because if you're just streaming it, it's getting streams, but it's not getting the purchasing credits that it needs.
Right, right. I mean, I think we could do a whole nother show about streaming numbers, because I think the streaming platforms are flawed. Okay, I think people are cheating. It's a lot going on there, okay? That it's not fair.
But, yeah, it's a lot going on.
It's a lot, but you're right. She released this during a time period where it wasn't, you know, you didn't have the streaming avenue. Yeah. So, during this period, not only was she going at it with Hot 97, she had her issues with Little Kim. And other people, she probably had issues with other people, but we're talking about the people that it was a big deal, right? Actually, when she dropped Pink Friday, just to go back for a second, when she dropped Pink Friday, Kim dropped Black Friday. I believe it was like 2 days after or something like that, right?
Yeah. Well, Nikki, what happened was Pink Friday came out, because albums come out Tuesday and Friday. I think her album came out on a Tuesday. And then that Friday afterwards was Thanksgiving, because I remember Pink Friday came out right after my birthday, because I was able to purchase it from birthday money. It came out that Black Friday. She released it on Black Friday right after Thanksgiving. So, but yeah, that was crazy. That was a lot.
How did this start? How did this Kim Nikki?
You know, I think Kim basically was saying how Nikki never showed her homage, which I can tell you as a fan is definitely a lie, because I've listened to all of Nikki's mixtapes, and Nikki has shouted out Kim several times. Nikki and Kim have been on songs unofficially together, and I think Nikki even doing it knowing that Kim may or may not be on it is a sign of flattery. I think that people saying Nikki taking the wig ideas, which is bogus, because now everybody, like, it's so silly, like, for them to be like, you know, the outfits and the wigs. I said everything gets recycled. Something that I wear today could have been worn by somebody like 20 years ago. Fashion just always repeats itself, so people just have to wake up to that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, but also it's like, you know, I don't know. Like, she just came out and said that Nikki never showed her homage, and she wanted Nikki to pay her homage, and I guess there was shade being thrown.
Okay.
The thing about a lot of these beefs that happen is that being that even at the time, it was just Twitter and Facebook, Instagram wasn't. It was like still kind of like in the beginning stages. It's just the fact that Butter, hold on, because Butter's like crying now. It's just pointless. Like, the whole thing is stupid, but, you know, they're saying that there was no homage being paid, and then, that's what I was saying. With that happened in Hollywood, sometimes things happen that us as fans and as people watching, we don't see, we don't hear about, because there's people in between them, you know, so there's things that happen. So, but publicly what happened was that she came out and said that Nikki didn't show homage and she didn't fuck with her and all this other stuff. But then it's not, and the thing is, it's not like Nikki hasn't been embraced by female rappers other than Kim. You know, Queen Latifah has come out and, like, not supported Nikki, but, you know, she showed Nikki love. I think at the time, Queen Latifah's show was on, and I feel like Nikki was on the show, or they had some type of interaction somewhere. Okay. Who else? Foxy, of course. Mm-hmm. When she was supposed to come out for Summer Jam that year, Foxy was scheduled to come out with her. And even when Nikki did the Free concert later that summer, I went to it and Foxy was out. You know, Foxy came out.
Was that the Good Morning America thing, or?
No, what happened was, because Nikki didn't do the concert, the Summer Jam.
Yeah.
She had a campaign with Pepsi going on, and I think Pepsi decided to sponsor a free concert.
Who do you think won between that whole little... Because they was throwing shade, and they was throwing little disses here and there. I think Nikki did diss Kim on record. I can't remember.
She did. She definitely did. I think she got tired. She got tired of it. She was like, she got tired of it.
Yeah.
She did. She definitely did. I think that's what Roman's Revenge definitely kind of started it. And then there was like a lot. There was a lot of like unreleased music that got leaked, that came out where she was like coming at her. So I definitely would say after the initial, Nikki definitely was going back and forth with her.
How I feel to sell your album on PayPal. I still remember that. Yeah. And that happened. That happened. We have receipts, but. Shout out to Kim. No, she's a legend. She this Brooklyn. She's a legend. I don't want no smoke with Kim. I'm sorry, but that was
no. You know what it is. I like Kim. Don't get me wrong. You know. And then also even that too. Like, you know. She also has. She at the time she had Nikki's old management. Fendi.
Mm-hmm.
Had Fendi managing her, and Fendi was basically the thing was. Fendi, you know the famous pose that Nikki did, that Kim also did. Right.
Yeah.
So it's been said that Fendi basically pushed her to do that. She didn't want to do it, but Fendi pushed her to do that. And Fendi was, you know what I'm saying? So Fendi kind of marketed her around Kim. You know what I mean?
Is Fendi also the one that you know, made her act like she was bi? Because that was a thing back then also. Because she wasn't.
Right. That was a thing. She was definitely... She had a few verses where, you know, it was questionable if Nikki might have been, you know, for both teams. And probably, I wouldn't put it past... I mean, her name is Nicki Minaj. When she first came out, it was Nicki Mirage.
Yeah.
They made her change... He made her change it to Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can't have a name like... Nicki Minaj and not speculate that you possibly you know, that's what you're into, and that's cool, like it's fine, but you know, it's just like
Yeah, that's fine, but
what's going on, you know?
It's definitely a marketing tool. It was
I definitely think that sex sells, and as women, it's easier to market yourself kind of in both directions, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think that Fendi was responsible for that.
Okay.
All right.
So yeah, I want to address that. Do you think Kim's a better rapper than Nicki?
Wow.
I think Butter does.
You know, you know what? Just to make an argument, I want to say, I don't want to say that Nicki's better than Kim. I don't want to say that Kim's better than Nicki.
Okay.
What I will say is that Kim had her time.
Fair.
And now's not the time anymore. You know what I mean? It's not it. You know, Kim, when she was at her prime, she was doing it. You know what I'm saying? She was doing a lot of the things that Nicki was doing, Kim did too. And I think that's why everybody's like, oh my God. But even just with the fashion mogul stuff and everything. So, but as a rapper, I don't want to say necessarily that one's better than the other, but I just think that one had their time and one's having their time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can understand that. Okay.
Do you think she's a better rapper? Do you?
Oh man, she threw it right back at me. Okay. It's hard to compare two eras. Okay, because Kim had a whole era. You know,
right.
Now Nicki has this era. I will say that the 2010s and beyond. That's why when I did my list with Ty Wiz, shout out to Ty Wiz, about the greatest like or the best rappers post 2010, whose album dropped in 2010 and beyond. Nicki's right on that list. Like, I don't, male, female, don't care. Nicki, if you got to go back to see where she's at if you didn't see the show, but you know, that's for everybody else. Alik, I know you saw it. But for everybody else, yeah, go back and see where I rated her. But she's rated pretty high. Okay, spoiler alert. I can't even speak today. It's early. Haven't had anything to eat. No coffee. Anyway, it's only for me. I work nightlife. You know what I mean? So
got you.
Yeah. But anyway, but yeah, Nicki's pretty high on that list. You know, so. Oh man,
it's hard. It's hard to say. It's hard.
I would have to compare those two at the same period. They're not at the same period in their careers. Like, and
hey,
you know what I mean? I think, like you said, Kim had her time. And if we was comparing, if we just compare both of them at their prime, it's hard because I don't know if Nicki's past her prime yet. I don't know. Some people think she is.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I think even with everything going on, I really think that everything could change. You know what I'm saying? Things could change.
Yeah.
So that's just like,
okay,
I don't know.
If you ask, okay, if this is as far as Nicki goes, okay, let's just say Nicki stops rapping today. And we're comparing Nicki's career to Kim's career. I might have to edge Kim just because Kim was doing it during a time where, yeah, you had Foxy, you had Queen Latifah, but Kim really like kind of changed how females were looked at in hip hop going forward. Whether it was a good thing or a bad thing, because Kim, there is some, you know, like you said, sex sells. Kim was an example of that. Kim used her body in the way
right that, because before Kim, the sexiest rap group we had, I would say, would definitely, or just rap people in general, would be Salt Pepper.
Yeah.
And even that, like watching that today, that is really mild. But even at that time when it was out, that was considered extremely raunchy.
Yeah.
But like now looking back at it, to see where we've come as the evolution of female rap, or just what, like females in the hip-hop culture, that was like really mild, and everything, you know, even little Kim is really mild. To be honest, like even Kim, where we're at now, she's mild, but she's mild on the spicy side. Like, yeah, you know, she's mild on the spicy side only because she kind of started that between her and Foxy. I want to say her and Foxy were definitely there, but I want to say Kim definitely she definitely put it out there way more than Foxy did. I'll say that.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
And also because Kim had a longer career than Foxy as well. So, that you know what I mean? Like, that definitely plays a part into it.
Yeah.
But Kim definitely was, you know, she definitely was the epitome of sex sells. And, you know, like, the female rappers today, whether they dress the way Kim did or not, because I still think there's outfits that Kim has worn that nobody has outdone to this day as far as sex-wise. There's talking about it. It's being put out there, you know, and it's, I can't even give you a female rapper because there's so many, you know.
It's a lot.
And then also, too, there's a lot more female rappers now, whether they're being streamed. I mean, even with, you can't even say where they're being streamed, because now with streaming systems like Spotify, female rappers who may not necessarily be where Nicki's at can still have their music being listened to. You know, we have shows like Insecure that feature a lot of female rappers. With Love and Hip Hop, you know, you get a lot of up-and-coming female rappers. You get a lot of, even if they're not on the show, their music's being played on the show. So there's a lot more outlets so that you can see female rappers now. So that's why there's able to be so many more.
Yeah.
And I think that plays into a lot of, you know, why all the selling is the way it is with female rap now, because of how it is with the streaming systems and stuff.
Now, speaking of sex sells, right? Nicki drops the Pink Print and she drops the video for Anaconda. with the Sir Mix-a-Lot sample, of course, which leads her to her biggest charting song to date, in Anaconda. Here's my issue with Nicki, right? She'll drop a song and a video like Anaconda, and then she'll get on, you know, Twitter, or she'll get on a radio show talking about, you know, women empowerment this, and it's more than just, you know, like, about our bodies and everything like that. I agree with her, but I also feel like she's a little hypocritical. And again, I'm not trying to come at her because there's other people that do the same thing, but I do feel like Nicki, there's been times where it's like, alright, you don't want us looking at your ass the whole time, right? But then you drop an Anaconda song where it's all about that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, alright, what do you want, Nicki? What do you want? And also, the Pink Print, and I'll let you address that in a second, but, like, the Pink Print, I feel like that's the album that I started learning more about Nicki and the issues that she's dealing with. She dropped Pills and Potions, actually, before Anaconda. That came out in May of 2014, and then Anaconda came out in August of 2014. Pills and Potions is the first song that made me was like, okay, there's something going on here. You know, like, but we can get to that because I think we're going to spend a little bit of time on that as well. But how do you feel about, like, the people? There are people, right, that feel like Nicki's a hypocrite in a lot of the stuff that she talks about.
Well, let me say this. Nicki's not the only rapper that raps about one thing and does another. Because there's a lot of rappers out here, up and coming, that talk about all the money they got, or the women they got, right, all that. But then that's not even their reality. Or they haven't even gotten that first check yet because they haven't
produced
an album and they only have a single.
Say a name. Say who? You ain't getting out that easy. Who? Say a name. I'm ready for the spice.
Oh my God.
Talking about 6ix9ine right now?
My Little Pony. But I definitely will say that I definitely perceive that she's worked with 6ix9ine. So it's I mean... that's one of them.
You ain't gotta name everybody, but yeah, I was just saying.
That's an example. That's a prime example because, you know, he's doing a lot of stuff, you know, and I think he's doing a lot before he has the money. I'm not gonna say he doesn't have money right now because clearly he does, but he doesn't have the money that he thinks he has, and I think that, you know, especially like what Cole was talking about on KOD about how, you know, you have this money now, but it may not always be there. You know what I mean? Especially if you're just spending it, you're not spending it on the right things that'll help you for your future, because this could be... Hello?
Yo, sorry. That was fun.
Okay. So, you know, they have all this money and it could be gone. I'm not saying that 6ix9ine's career, I'm not saying that his 15 minutes is necessarily up.
Right.
But it's not secured. I'll say that. I don't think his 15 minutes are secured. That's how I say that.
Okay. I will agree with you. I definitely would agree with you. And yeah, that's a good way of explaining that. I mean, Nikki's not the only one. Like, yeah, she'll. Yeah. And I'm sure, I'm not saying she doesn't believe what she says. I think she does. Yeah. But she also is a very intelligent businesswoman, right? So she knows, all right, yeah, I mean, I would like to not have to do this, but I know that this is what they want to see, so I'm going to do it.
Okay. Because at the end of the day, let's look at Anaconda, right? A lot of people don't like that song. A lot of people couldn't stand it. They don't like it. A lot of people did like it. But let's get one thing straight. Everybody watched that video 5 times to either... I know people that said they listened, they don't like the song, so they watched the video on mute.
Yeah.
Just to watch Nikki butt. You can't understand?
Yeah.
There's people that hated on the video so much they wanted to watch how bad it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... It's a lot of haters that made Anaconda because they was like, yo, you gotta listen to how trash this song is. You gotta, and that came out right when Apple Music came out. So all you had to do was search it, be like, Anaconda, play it for your friend, listen to how trash this is. Listen to this. Watch this video this many times. And people don't, and that, you know, that goes back to what we were saying about streaming. That's one of the reasons why it's really not accurate, because if you don't like it, you can still watch it. At least with purchasing music, if you don't like it, you don't purchase it. But with streaming, it's like, you can really listen to how trash this is or whatever, you know? Yeah. So, a lot of haters made Amazon. A lot of, well, clearly, but a lot of haters made Anaconda what it is because of them sharing it and saying how bad it was. Okay. Just like Stupid Ho. When Stupid Ho came out, and I loved Stupid Ho. And not just the chorus. But a lot of the things she was saying in the song, it resonated with me. So,
just like I like Yaz Bitch also, but that wasn't
right,
as big.
Right, right. Let's not even get into Soulja Boy, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so as I'm saying, like, a lot of people don't realize this. A lot of people who don't like Nicki or may not necessarily like the music she puts out, they make her what she is today. And that's where she's at. That's why she's able to do a lot of the things that she's doing right now.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that because it has a lot to do with what's going on right now. But a lot of the things that she's doing right now is because she knows the haters are watching.
I like that you said they don't like Nikki. And we'll touch on that again. Like, there's people that just don't like her for whatever reason. And we'll get into that. Okay. Because I do think that there's people that no matter what she does, they just won't like it.
Nope.
And it has nothing to do with her. It's just, well, maybe it does. We'll get to that though. So okay, off of Pink Friday, Pink Friday. I keep saying Pink Friday. It's too many pinks. Over the pink print. Only, which is still one of my favorite records. From Nikki, I have a lot of favorite Nikki songs. Truffle Butter, another big record.
Mad About Us Never Getting a Video, but that's another story.
Yeah.
Oh, why? Get a Truffle Butter video. We all know why it didn't happen, you know, and
it's because of Drake.
To a sadness, because I feel like it was such a good single, it deserved a video. Even though I don't watch videos like that anymore, I felt like if any song deserved a video, it was that song. And there was just too much going on as to why we didn't get a video for that. And I was like, I'm still mad about it. Like, and even though they've made up, I'm like, so can we still get a Truffle Butter video, or is that not that?
I think it's a dub for that. No, but
it's definitely a dub, you know. But as a fan, even there's so many videos that there should have been videos for, and I feel like even as a fan, I'm like, come on, Nikki, come on.
Okay, so you mentioned it briefly. Okay, Nikki during this period was going through a lot, right? During the Pink Print era, right, she had a very public breakup with Safari, okay, mm-hmm. who she was with for, what, 10 years?
10 years, yeah.
That's a long time, Okay, that's a really long time. And speaking of somebody that's been in a long relationship before, it's never easy. So I can understand. I can understand her not being in the right mindset during that period. Because in like almost right after it, she was in a relationship, a very public relationship.
Well, I want to address that because it wasn't right after.
So, some people disagree, but go ahead.
The thing, Meek had put it out there when what was that album that came out? Was it? It was with Rico on it because that's where the beef started. Like
Dreams and Nightmares, right?
Right. No, was it Dreams and Nightmares?
Oh, it was the second one, maybe.
I know it's red, and there's, like, a stack. I think that's a stack of money on it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think it...
So...
Money, Dreams, could... No, that's Drake.
I was about to have the same thought. Money, Dreams, could... I was like, wait a minute. That's Drake. Hold up. Drake.
Give me a sec. I could look it up right now.
Dreams, and I put his money involved.
Yeah, right?
Dreams worth more than money. That's what it's called.
Drake. All right.
Okay. So on that album, he has a song with The Weeknd called Pulling Up that he put out, where basically he said this song was about him and Nicki. And on the song, he's talking about basically how he was with Nicki before her and Safari was over. And it came out. She said it. She officially said it, which I'm surprised that she even addressed that she was with Safari, because when she was actually with Safari,
she never talked about him.
That was her man. That was her hype man. I mean, I knew that she was with Safari because I seen them together in person, and I'm like, y'all not about to tell me y'all not together. Like, I seen y'all. Like, I know. I see how y'all interact. Plus, you could just tell how they interacted with each other that was her man. So I don't even know why she ever tried to say that wasn't. But
let me just stop you right there. Hold that. Hold your thought. I don't want you to lose your thought. But why do you think she did that? Why do you think she kept Safari a secret from the public for so long?
I honestly, it's because she's a female and she's single and sex sells and nobody wants to hear music. And no, as far as men go,
mm-hmm.
if she were to be rapping about how she was in a relationship and how she was,
we wouldn't want
to
hear
men that. Don't want to hear that. I feel like men in hip hop, they kind of don't want to hear that from a woman. They want to hear sexual thing. So I think it was career based, but also I think it was because to keep it kind of private. Now, okay. I'm not saying that there's ways to keep things private. You know, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they've had public things come out, but there's a lot of things I feel we still don't know about their marriage.
Of course.
Not necessarily saying that's a good, I think that's a good thing for them.
Yeah.
Because of the backlash. I think had we known every little detail of their relationship, Jay-Z would be getting way more backlash than he got.
Maybe,
you know, happened. So I think that because it was like that, there's things that we don't know, but now it's slowly starting to come out because of all the, you know, the bitter stuff between the two of them is starting to come out, and it's like, damn, like, okay. So I think he did it to protect the both of them at the time, really. I think that's why she did it, to protect the both of them.
I can understand that, but I can also understand from Safari's
point of view. Oh, yeah, definitely.
That might be demoralizing to him, you know what I mean? Like, he has to stand to the side, right? He's dating Nicki Minaj, one of the biggest pop stars in the world, right?
Right.
He can't say anything about it, right? He can't say anything about it. And then if he does, she gets mad about it. It's a big thing. It's a whole situation, right? He has to stand by while she's on stage, you know, with these guys, doing whatever she's doing with Lil Wayne, doing whatever she's doing with Drake, kissing Nas. I think that's what really, like...
Right. You know what? And that was... Whew.
I saw that. I was like, oh, nah.
And you know what's so crazy to me? Because she kissed Nas, but she didn't kiss Drake in Moment for Life. That was such a big...
And she wouldn't kiss him. Drake, and they asked Drake about this on 106 and Park. I know we're getting a little old, but they asked Drake about this on 106 and Park. Like, yo, why you ain't kiss her? He was like, you don't think I wanted to kiss her? Like, of course I did. She's the one that stopped. I was like, oh, okay.
She was like, she could do it for whatever reason, but she could tongue down. Listen, that was one of my things.
It wasn't Game in the Pills and Potion video?
Yes, he was. Game was in the Pills and Potion video.
So I'm Safari.
But you know what? I think at the time, I don't even... And this is so... at the time, she was in the beginning stages with Meek, but she's still publicly, but not publicly, in a relationship with Safari. So it's like, but what's going? Because I don't know the timeline, because videos come out, we find out about breakups later, so I don't know the exact timeline. But it just all seems so weird that it's like, okay, so you're with this guy, but you're kissing this guy. It's a lot. It's really messy, and I'm just like, I could understand, because Nicki originally went to school for acting, how she could justify it, but it's like, you didn't kiss Drake, though.
Exactly. And then she would get with Nas later on in her career, but that's a whole nother story. So,
right.
I see everything. I watch everything. right. All right, so let's move on from the Pink Print. Pink Print, just to wrap up from Pink Print. Pink Print, what was the critical? Let me see. Performance. It debuted at number 2. And it is double platinum. So the Pink Print is double platinum. As of right now, successful album for her. Another successful album for her. So then we get into, before we go there, Nicki doesn't drop an album for another 4 years after the Pink Print.
Jesus, let's not, that was the longest 4 years of my life. I was like, jeez. I thought waiting for Frank Ocean to release the album was bad. This was really bad.
Well, I don't know the next time we're going to get that either, but that's a whole
nother. Honestly, after the way Blonde did, and we're going to talk about Queen, but after the way Blonde did, I'm like, I don't know.
So, let's get into a few things here before we even get to Queen, that came out this year, right? So, so Pink Print lasted, like, you know, the songs and everything lasted from, like, 2014 to, like, maybe 2015, beginning of 2016, right? 2016, she is now engaging in a lyrical battle with Remy Ma, right? We touched on this a little bit, but I think how the whole thing started is that Remy felt like Nicki was subbing her, and Nicki wasn't subbing her. I could be a little foggy on the actual, like, start of it. But I think
everybody is. I don't think you're the only one.
I think it was just, like, honestly, I think it was misunderstanding between both camps, but... Yeah, then I feel like it led to other stuff that we'll get to now with her issues that is going on with Cardi B. Nicki started saying some things that Safari had been saying, that Meek had been saying, about Nicki not allowing Remy to perform at certain events, to attend certain events,
right?
If Nicki was going to be there, which of course is leading to Remy. Not making the money that she could make, you know, because let's not deny the fact that All the Way Up was a hit single, right? It was hit. It was a hit song. It was very successful. Her and Fat Joe. That the joint album that they did together wasn't as successful, right? It didn't at all. It wasn't. And I remember that we're not gonna pull your receipts, Alika, but I remember you had said, why y'all not going out to support the album if y'all Remy fans?
No, and that's what I felt. No, you know what? Because that's what I feel like. Because with the exception of Queen, Pink Friday. Well, no, I didn't. Okay, so as a Nicki fan, I bought the digital version. I bought a physical copy. I didn't buy a physical copy of Pink Print. And the only reason I have a physical copy of Queen is because it was sent to me because I purchased tickets for the concert, which isn't happening anymore, but that's another story.
Yeah, thank you, Robin, but we'll get to that.
If I like an artist, I'm going to spend the money. Why? Yeah. Because that's the artist. They put their heart, sweat, blood, and tears into it. Mm-hmm. I love it. So what? In return, what do? I pay them for their services.
Yeah.
So... I fuck with Nicki. I have every Nicki album. I have all her mixtapes, not physical copies, but yeah. I have all, you know what I'm saying? I have everything. I have basically all of Nicki's discography, with the exception of a few features, because some of the people that she's featured with, yeah, I don't necessarily listen to, so I don't really care for the song. However, I don't feel like that same energy is, like, I feel like I only see Remy fans when there's a beef. I never see them when the album comes out. I never see them at the concert. I mean, I don't go to the concerts, but I don't see a lot of people backing Remy. And I think the reason behind it is because Remy fans were Remy fans before we had social media.
Right. Right.
And Nicki came up on a time where social media, excuse me, was on a rise because, like I said, there was Facebook already, Twitter was, you know, Twitter, that's where she was able to talk to her fan base. And that's another thing. I think it's because Nicki's very personal with her fan base, and a lot of people don't realize that. She's done a lot of things. You know, she put a lot of her fans through school. She's paying off a lot of student loans for her fans. I'm not saying that as an artist, that's what you need to do for you to have that backing. But I think just because she's more personal with her fans and she makes her fans feel loved the way that we love her, she makes her fans feel that way. So it's like, okay, why not? I don't think Remy's doing that. Beyonce doesn't do that, and Beyonce still has her fans, but that, you know, I don't even know. There's something in the Kool-Aid over at the Beehive.
I guess so.
I don't want no Beehivers attacking me, because that's the Barbs ain't got nothing on the Beehive. I'm sorry. The Beehive is a whole nother, but, you know, I definitely think social media has a lot of reason why the album didn't do well, as well as I don't even feel like the album had... I didn't even know the album was coming out. I feel like there was no promo for the album. Or even on... I don't feel like Remy was promoting it enough. I don't know. Because I don't follow Remy, so I don't know if she was promoting... I don't know if anybody was promoting it enough.
I will say this. I think they waited too long to capitalize on All The Way Up. All The Way Up came up, I think, came out like a year before the actual album.
Hey, and I was... It took too long.
Yeah, I would say that. And I agree with you. I agree with all of the points that you made about Remy's fans being an older demographic for the most part, that, and they're more of those hip-hop fans. Because I'll say this straight up. I think Remy's a better rapper than Nicki Minaj. That's just my personal opinion. Do I think that she makes better songs than Nicki? No. Do I think she has better albums than Nicki? No. I think just when you strip down everything and you just talk about who's the better rapper, I think Remy's a better rapper. But
the thing is, they're, and I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like they're in two different lanes. I feel like Remy is more of a battle rapper, more of a punchline. Mm-hmm. And not saying that Nicki's not a punchline rapper, because I think she has crazy punchline. I think she has great metaphors. But Remy's more of a battle rapper. She's more of she's more of a street rapper. You know what I mean? Battle rapper, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Not saying that there's not battle rappers out there that can have careers, but I feel that the way Remy's being marketed and the way her music is coming out is because she's not that type of rapper. She's more of a battle rapper. I don't think she's a song, if that makes sense, rapper.
And I know, I get it. She's not a song.
I think that to me, that's why. Because, you know, everybody's like, well, why does Remy's music sound like this? And I feel people say she be fighting the beat instead. People say, you know, she be fighting and arguing with the beat. And I think it's just because she's more of a battle rapper. She doesn't need a beat to rap. She's more, she could just rap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and so that's the thing.
That's why it's like, I don't necessarily want to say she's a better rapper, because I feel like they can both rap, but I think because she's more of a battle rapper, that's why it is the way it is of their dynamic, I think.
I think we compare those two just because they are, like, women in the game, like, but... Yeah. And here's the thing, like you mentioned, they're in two different lanes. I think it was two guys. Like, you're not going to compare J. Cole to, like, Lil Yachty, you know what I mean?
No,
like, and I'm not saying that Remy's the equivalent to Lil Yachty by any means, but I mean, in terms of the music that they produce, I think Remy has her fan. Okay, you're not going to put, let's say, J. Cole in the same category with, who's like a street rapper? I don't want to say 6ix9ine. I guess we could say 6ix9ine, but I really want a better comparison. But for lack of better comparison, I'll use 6ix9ine just for the point of this argument. I'm not comparing. I like 6ix9ine's music. I like J. Cole's music. But I'm not putting them in the same ballpark. I think Cole is that, you know, lyrical guy that can also make songs, but he's more of the lyrical rappy rap, as we like to call it. And 6ix9ine just knows how to make a hot record. Like, that's, you know, right, that it's catchy. I think it's kind of like, again, I don't want to make the comparison of, like, Nicki and Remy saying that Nicki's just this person that can make songs, that can't rap. I think she can rap. I think she's a very good rapper. I think that Nicki makes better songs overall than Remy. But I think Remy just has, is a better just rapper.
Yeah,
just,
she raps for battles. Like, that's her thing. Like, that, and I think that had, because there's obviously a battle, there's a battle rap avenue. Like, there's a whole cult. Like, battle rap is like a cult. And
Smack,
I think that if Remy were to capitalize on her being a battle rapper, I think she would have a happier career. I don't know if it would be as lucrative, obviously, but I think that she would be more satisfied, and I think that her fans would appreciate it more and actually support her more. Because, like I said, when, you know, everybody's a Remy fan, but then, like, when the music comes out, nobody goes support. I never hear, like, yo, this track was hot. I never hear anybody say anything about a Remy album. But when a Nicki album come out, it's bad, it's trash. I'm like, did you even listen to the song? No, like, it's just, like, it's everything. But I'm like, you don't even listen. I mean, do you even listen to Remy's music to say that? And that's my problem, because, like I said, a lot of people don't even really listen to Remy's music. They're just saying it because they know how Remy is. And it's like, but are you supporting and listening to her music? And it's like, no. Okay, well, then your point in this battle is invalid at this point, because you're not even listening.
But, Alika, you know what they did listen to? They listened to Sheether. When she dropped Sheether. So let's get into Sheether. Sheether drops, right? And I don't have any tea, you know, so I can't even drink any tea right now. But, yeah, so Sheether drops. It's an 8-minute diss record on Nicki Minaj.
It was 8 minutes? I didn't even listen to it. I'm not going to lie to you. I did not listen to Sheether. I didn't know. No.
Oh, man.
No.
Oh, man. You got...
You know what's crazy? When rap beefs go on, I actually don't care for rap beefs. Like, I'd be like, okay. Like, I don't really, like... I like to watch it and kind of, like... But I just won't... Like, I'll hear, like, people... Like, I'll hear what people tell me about it. Like, yeah, he said this. I'll be like, oh, okay. But I just kind of, like, watch it. I don't really, like... I kind of watch it and be like, okay, so he's saying this and he's saying that, but I won't... But let me not say that, because I feel like with Drake and Meek, I definitely got into the beef. I got into it way more than I probably should have. But I don't know. Maybe because I can't listen to Remy. Like, I can't. I don't know. Like, anything before she went to jail, even so, I like All the Way Up. I do like All the Way Up. But I'm like, yeah, it was a huge record, and I think it did really well. But I don't know. I couldn't bring myself to listen to Sheether.